Welcome back. Keith Richards is so good because in one song, you can get like three really good riffs. I mean, he's did two right there in the first 30 seconds of the song, man. Anyway, glad to have you with us. My great friends at Roosters. When I do the Roosters ad, you can do the Red Rooster song from Rolling Stones. Love my great friends at Roosters. Roosters MGC Plaza on Pelham Road in Greenville. Doing an incredible job. We love our great friends over at Roosters. Get the app. Get the website. Haircut like a man. All the head shaves, the neck shaves, the face shaves, the seven-step facial. They'll take care of you. It's my great friends over at Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. I want to do about 10 things in a short amount of time. Let me get the phone call, 654-ROAR. And Delvin is up first. Delvin, thanks for your patience. Hey, you told me about the Michigan hire. Tell me, who's Clemson going to hire as offensive coordinator?
Well, this is tough. I think it's going to be Tyler Monken.
So, in that case, you'd have to say... See, here's the thing about Monken. He didn't like college because of the recruiting stuff and the changes in the game, so he went into pros. But if you can promise him you're going to be like Tom Allen and not have to recruit and able to stay at home and send all these other young guys recruiting now, maybe you can talk him into it. Maybe he misses the college game. That's the thing you don't know, because we talk about this in all coaching searches. Maybe your wife is ready to move. Maybe she doesn't like Baltimore. Maybe you don't like the NFL after getting in it a couple of years. Maybe he was close to being NFL head coach after 1 year up there, but then they took a step backwards. You know, Jackson got hurt, and now they got a win on Saturday to make the playoffs. And so, you know, maybe he's ready to jump back. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but, I think that I think should be the offensive coordinator. You know, there's some interesting name. Jonathan Brewer seemed like a good name. You never know. Some of these coordinators could come with a quarterback, too, a quarterback deal, too, in the portal.
Yeah. Hey, give me Brewer if you bring down Mensa with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll take that combo. That'd be good. But, no, mm-hmm. It's going to be very interesting to see. Very interesting to see what he's looking for. Everything else good?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, thanks for my call.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. A couple of quick things before I get back. Texas says, give your thoughts on if you've got Monken. I feel like Dabo, or him and Dabo, could pull whoever he wanted out of the portal and give this offense a spark. Well, that is if Dabo goes to the portal. I mean, there's a lot of stuff about maybe not not wanting to make a change at quarterback. So I don't care who you hire. You got to talk the head coach into it too, maybe. Texter 8940 says, it would be nice to have a coordinator who can bring a quarterback with him. Yeah. Do you think Grisham still needs to be moved on? I would say this. The two things that hurt you, Grisham, by signing Wesco and Moore, probably helped himself and put some equity in the bank. But this year's wide receivers led the ACC in drops. And I still say the biggest thing is you got to have more toughness at wide receiver. This wide receiver group for about the last 4 or 5 years has been soft. And you got to be more physical. I was talking to a 49er fan. Actually, I had lunch with a 49er fan yesterday and talked about, man, that's one of the most impressive things about Shanahan is he says his physicality starts at wide receiver. Not the other way around. And if you can't – and the 49er fan talked about it. It don't matter how good you are to him or how talented you are. You're going to block, and you're going to be physical. 0923 says, can Monken bring Lamar Jackson with him? Hey, why not? We're doing it in college basketball now. You can go play in the NBA and then come back to the college game. Yeah. We'll see. 2430 says Monken ain't jumping on a sinking ship. And that is something that we talked about in the first segment. Maybe for the first time in a long time, Dabo doesn't have the stability that he had in the program, and maybe that would be a deterrent. On the other side of it, you come in and you turn around the sinking ship, and all of a sudden you look like you're You know, you're in good shape. Like, you're the savior now. Whereas before, it would be Dabo's the guy. Well, now it might be you. And other guys have come in here and parlayed that into head coaching jobs at the college level. So maybe that's what you could do. Two different ways to look at that. This one says, let me get to red here in a second. This one says, I'd like to know what offensive coordinator wants to come here with the current quarterback room. Garrett did not work out and a change was needed, but he's also given the dullest tools in the shed to work with. So who wants to come here with no influx of talent committed? I think Tate Reynolds is a guy to look forward to. I think you'd like to sharpen Denson up those tools a little bit right now. But you got to make it through next year. And you got to make it through maybe with Vecina, and that's a tall task, man. But maybe the guy could come in and work the magic. Texas said, yeah, Monkey won with Stetson Bennett, but he also had Bowers and McConkey and Pickens and A.D. Mitchell and James Cook and Zamir White and Kenny McIntosh and decent defense too, yeah. It's a very good point by one of our resident Georgia fans. My friend Red checking in this morning. Good morning, Red. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic, bud.
I think this is the way you deal with life and everything. I'm sitting here at the beach right now. I came down to the Beach Ball Classic, and I'm sitting looking outside the hotel room, and, man, it's just the way people see things, you know?
Oh,
you
yeah.
can see the beauty in everything. You can see the beauty in that 7-6 season.
Yeah.
And it's just, if you change your eyesight, man, you can see the beauty in everything. I mean, I don't see bad things coming forward. I see good things coming forward after 7-6. You know, I see a lot of changes being made. But you can look at it differently and say, oh, this is the way it's going to be the rest of his life. Clemson's never going to win a game again. But if you just change your eyesight, man, it just, everything looks good on this side.
Oh, man, one of the things you could do is you could say, well, the new guy might be the next Brent Venables, you know?
Yeah.
It's the Brent Venables side of things that might, you know, he might be the guy that really shapes the whole program for the next 5 years. All kinds of ways to look at that.
Yeah, and I kind of look like I got to sit down and talk to Ralph Patterson yesterday down here at the Beach Ball Classic. And, man, if you just look at life like he does,
God. By the way, I got that picture. So I got Slam yesterday, but yeah. I got that picture, and that's two legends there. And then that reminds me of this, Red. It was, and I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but someone sent me about the Beach Ball Classic something the other day. 40 years ago, where we had Tony Black and Russell Green and Don Matthews and some of those guys in that great West Florence team that I got in a car with my dad and drove down to Myrtle Beach to watch West Florence High School. And 40 years ago. Man, that's crazy.
Yep. And I tell you, you know, I was talking to Ralph and he said, man, I've been doing this a long time, but today I get to experience the most beautiful thing ever. I get to do a game with my son.
You just
look at the way he looks at things.
Yeah.
He's been doing things for all those years, and the greatest moment is doing it with his son. I was like, you got to look at life like that.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Yeah. Very good points.
Yeah, he did mention you a lot yesterday. So.
Well, he's one of my favorites now. You every day, every round of golf, every phone call, every text, every interaction with Ralph, you cherish it because it's good.
Yeah.
It's good folk. Good people. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I get to go see him again today, so I'm excited.
All right. Let me know about the Beach Ball Classic and who you like and all that kind of stuff when you get back.
I will, buddy.
All right.
Y'all take care, sir.
40 years ago, I was in Myrtle Beach watching West Florence High School, and they're playing. That's DeMatha was there and all that, man. All those big-time national schools were there. It's a long, long time ago. A couple of things. Let me get some more text here. 654 Roy. I'm trying to get as many as we can. But with that said, there's just so many on here. So, Texas said 2 OCs the same problem. The problem's not the OC. Well, maybe not. You could also say, and what he's saying there is that Dabo will let the quarterback, I mean, will let the coordinator run, which Dabo is a problem. There's one other constant in there, and it was the other coaching staff around him. And there's one other constant, and that is the quarterback. So, you know, if I'm Garrett Riley in here for my next job, I'd try to pass it off as, man, my quarterback. You know, same thing with Mike Shula. Man, I got a boneheaded quarterback back there making boneheaded plays, and I'm trying to coach him out of it. You know, I mean, Sellers takes a sack on fourth down. We talked about in yesterday's show, the last play of the game, cover zero, 8 minute line of scrimmage, and you don't have enough to block them, and on fourth and 13, you take a sack. Like, that's just stuff that in coaching today, I guess. I mean, or maybe they said, hey, man, if it gets time to it, I know it's fourth down, just take the sack. We have no chance to win the game by taking the sack, but just take the sack. No. You throw the football up in the air like a punt, whatever. Just get rid of it and see. Texture 7987 says, Mickey, you're scaring me saying that we may be stuck with Vecina Dents at the quarterback. Surely Dabo has to go to the portal for a quarterback. Well, I mean, there's a lot of smoke saying that at this point in time, now things can change, but at this point in time, that some inside the program are saying that those guys have been told that they're not going in the portal, which I just can't wrap my head around that either, Texter. I think you're 100% right. The idea of not going to the portal to get a quarterback is unless you go get Cam Coleman. Of course, you still got to throw it to Cam Coleman. Unless you go get the top player at every other position, for the life of me, I just don't understand that. I don't understand anything that we've seen so far in any practice or any game, any scrimmage, any orange and white game, anything that anybody's seen in the 100 snaps that we've seen publicly that you'd say, yeah, that's going to be the guy that's going to lead us to go down and win in Baton Rouge. I'm sorry, I just don't see that. And maybe game management, or maybe some coordinator could come in here and have some sort of scheme that's just going to come draw up plays and coach ball and everything's going to be hunky-dory. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope that person's unbelievable. And I hope that quarterback's going to be unbelievable. But just the sample size we've got so far, I'm in the Dalton Thomas side of things on that one.
And the lack of urgency to get him in the game, actually, that's confusing.
Yeah.
I understand the storyline with Cade from the Yankee Stadium disaster, but at what point do you want to give Vezina a little bit of action? If that's the direction you're going?
There was a reason he didn't play. And that is because it was a big, big drop-off from that. A major drop-off from that. And you're going, wait a minute. Can't be. No. No, it can be. Jeff McKershaw at the gym this morning. Graduated from Sacristy High School 89. Heard you guys talking about the beach ball classic. Talk about some memories. Love the show. Go Tigers. Appreciate that, Jeff. I'm amazed at our numbers when it comes to online and what we're hearing there and what we're seeing there. Texas said Cade did throw one away Saturday, and we got a pass interference call. Can't take the sack. I've moved on to Hoots. Brownell and the team may have some interesting travel issues going to Syracuse on New Year's Eve. I didn't think about that. Always going to Syracuse might be a travel issue, but I hadn't really seen that. Texas says, is keeping Christopher Cena hinder hiring an offensive coordinator? Yeah, I mean, I would if I'm the coordinator, I want to know, hey, can I do something in the portal? But the portal opens, man. Like, you got to cut these deals now. Like, there's a time sense of urgency now to get the thing done now. Stephen Simpsonville says, good morning. Now that it's free, the top three coordinator coaches that you call. Again, I don't know who's interested. And by the way, I'm sure Dabo Swinney's phone is ringing off the hook, because I know there's a lot of agents and a lot of players. I mean, a lot of coaches that would love to take this job. So I don't know who's calling him at this point. With that said, Todd Monken would be the dream hire, maybe. I would say, you know, I certainly Chad Morris, and I'm sure Chad and Dabo are close, and that Chad was here just in 2023, and I know they saw each other up in Charlotte for the ACC championship game, because he was there. Both of them were there. Matter of fact, there's pictures of them there, so I'm sure they've talked, you know, fairly often. So that would be one. And then those other guys, the Leftwich, the Dawsons, the Brewers, those guys, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about those guys at this point in time. I mean, I know that I see the numbers. But, I mean, is Leftwich great because he's a great offensive mind at the age of 31? Or does McGuire call plays? Or did you just go out and get an unbelievable offensive line and pay for a great team? I mean, is this another Garrett Riley? You go to Texas and you get a young guy like Leftwich. You know, Shannon Dawson, is he a great coach? He had a Heisman Trophy quarterback last year. But is that because of the guy's talent? You went out and spent a bunch of money that you're not going to do here? If you're not going to go out and get a Heisman guy in the portal, is Dawson great or not? I don't know. Brewer's not, he's an inexperienced guy, man. Are you just going for the next Garrett Riley, the next hot name? You go for more experience? I don't know. There's a lot of questions in there. I don't have a gut on this thing as of yet. I don't have a gut. Texture says, how much say does our general manager, Kelly, have in actually doing his job of talent acquisition? He's not the general manager. He's the director of talent acquisition. Jordan Sorrells is the general manager. I would hope those guys have enough clout to put their foot down and say what they feel and do and what's needed. But I don't know that. I would hope those guys can sit the head coach down and say, hey, here's what we got to have. But I don't know that to be the case. I'm not in those rooms, not in those meetings. So, hey, my great friends at Greer Flooring, they do an incredible job for you. Greer Flooring has residential flooring. They've got commercial flooring. They want to take care of you. They're going to do an incredible job for you. They've got the very best products. And you talk about top of the line, the name brands that everybody wants, everybody has to have. They've got all that. They've got the technology on their side. This Retail 2.0 is really cool. They've got the consulting team on their side to walk you through and knowing. And you'll learn more about flooring in 30 minutes than you'll know in all your life about flooring. Do you need the hardwood, the engineered hardwood stuff, the vinyl hardwood stuff? Do you need the tiles? You need the carpets, area rugs? How does that work for you? These guys can do it. These girls can do it. They do an incredible job for you. Best installers, best warranty, the best in the business in Greer for 35 years. And right now and over here in Easley, doing a great job for you. Greer Flooring Center. Check those good folks out. Three straight guests coming up. We'll talk much more about Clemson offensive coordinator in hour three. But Milt Louder and then Josh Williams. Milt's going to break down our New Year's resolutions. Josh is going to talk about the four college football playoff games. And Tony Morrell gives us a look at the transfer portal and the staff at South Carolina. Got a busy three segments coming up after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina, Georgia. Book today. LowcountryMail.com.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Ringo getting it done. Talked to Larry Williams. I had a big long conversation about Ringo the other day. Love that. Hey, welcome back. Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. UpcountryFiber.com, the best in high-speed internet, television, and cable. We love Upcountry Fiber. We're in our Upcountry Fiber studios right now. Good folks. Really good folks. I need to hang out with Upcountry Fiber folks a little more. Love the idea that you don't sign contracts and you don't have to get out of contracts, and love there's no bait and switch pricing. The price is the price and always will be the price for that change to Upcountry Fiber, where you like your internet company. Love upcountryfiber.com. A little behind the scenes, behind the curtains here. By the way, I don't think we're going to have Milt Louder on today. I had forgotten about that. Milt is traveling and I think in the air, so I don't think we're going to have him on today. Josh Williams talking college football playoffs at 7:45. Tony Morrell at 8:05. We can talk more Clemson football in this segment. But a little behind the scenes, every once in a while we get texts here on the show, and sometimes you just go, what? My answer back to this text was, what the what? I like to send that text back. What the what? It's about once a week I'll have a what the what moment. What the what?
That's 30 Rock. That's Liz Lemon.
Oh, it is? Somebody else says that? What the what? Oh, I thought I had an original.
Well, when did you start?
Oh, long, long time ago.
What you were the first.
From the 704 area code. texture says. Mickey, I just realized Clemson don't have one woke coach, capital W, capital O, capital K, capital E. The one they did have in Tony Elliott, the Confederate, push him out the door. What the what? Like, what? And, Tony Elliott wouldn't push out any doors. Plus, Tony Elliott went to take the head coach of Virginia, the capital of the Confederacy. Or as Carton would say, Confederacy. Like, what does that mean? You respect my authority.
I'm sure we have a couple coaches who some would consider woke. I've been there. There's a rumor that I'm woke.
Texas said, you think Buster Faulkner was ever on Dabo's radar? Yes, I think Dabo's very fond of Buster Faulkner. But with that said, Buster Faulkner is at Florida now, and is ahead of him there. Oh, we have a new candidate. And I have not read this yet, but what we're talking about here is guys that we have seen in published or on from writers or from beat writers or anybody reporting stuff. Texter 6162 says that our good friend L-Dub, Larry Williams, is reporting Cade Bell of Pittsburgh as an offensive coordinator candidate. So, well, let's just do that since we've done it for everybody else. And I had heard his name mentioned before. At other places too. So let's give you the rundown on Cade Bell. Cade Bell is 32 years old, originally from Gainesville, Florida, played at Jacksonville. GA at Georgia, at Valdosta State, I should say, in 16. A support guy in Valdosta State at 17. Another support guy at Valdosta State in 2018. South Florida, oh, well, I didn't know. Was he with Jeff Scott in South Florida? 2019 as a quality control guy. There's a link.
Jeff Scott, just a different form, different name. There you go.
Jeff Scott was there in 19, right? Wasn't he in South Florida 19?
No, he. Oh, no. 2019 was his last year at Clemson.
Oh man, we don't have that one. Was it Tusculum as a quality control guy in 20? Western Carolina offensive coordinator quarterbacks coach in 21, 22, and 23, and has been the Pittsburgh offensive coordinator in 24 and 25. He is the son of Kerwin Bell, former Florida quarterback, who is also a coach and has been the a guy who played in the NFL, played at Florida, and from a coaching standpoint, you know, Kerwin Bell is now the head coach at Western Carolina, was an offensive coordinator at South Florida, Valdosta State, and Jacksonville. So he's been with his dad at a couple of those stops. At Pittsburgh, let me give you the latest NCAA stats as far as Pittsburgh's scoring offense and total offense and all of that. Pittsburgh was 21st in the country in scoring offense with 33.7 points per game. So that's good. What did I say? What number is that? Pittsburgh, 21st in the country. I got to write this down. Pitt, 21st in the country. I'm keeping a running tally here, by the way. 21st in the country with 33.7 points a game. The total offense wasn't as good, if I remember, because I did this a few weeks ago in preparation for this, and I can't remember where it was, but in total offense, Pittsburgh was not as good. No, Pittsburgh did not run the football all that well. Let's see here. Pittsburgh's total offense under Cade Bell. I remember his dad. Wasn't his dad a little pudgy? One pudgy quarterback down at Florida? Like the round mound, the first round mound rebound maybe? Anyway, not that big, obviously. But yeah, Pittsburgh was 64th in the country in total offense this year, with 390 yards a game, but that's behind Clemson. So do you fire a guy that had a worse offensive and total offense than you? But the other side of that is, do you bring your quarterback with you? Because a freshman quarterback could turn things around at Pittsburgh in 1 year, taking them to 8-5, then certainly that same freshman can come to Clemson to do a good job for you. Mason Henschel this year, 2,300 yards, 16 touchdowns, 8 picks as a true freshman, beating out Eli Holstein. So was that one of those quarterback offense coordinator combinations, maybe?
That, on paper, that looks,
would you take that?
Pretty good, yes.
There were some games. Henschel was really good in a few games, and a couple of those games you're like, He was the Notre Dame game, 16 of 33 for 126 yards, no touchdowns, and the one pick six. That wasn't good. Came back the next week, looked good against Georgia Tech, 20-27, 226 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Looked good earlier on against Florida State, I thought. 21-29, 321 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. So, you know, better than what you got, better than anything you got on campus right now. And oh, by the way, he is 6'2", 215, true freshman from Ohio. So, Cade Bell's name would be very interesting.
One aspect that I didn't think of until just now, Vezina was not recruited by Garrett Riley, correct?
You're trying to ask me these years. When you get old, your years run together.
I'm gonna say no, he wasn't. But what if he follows Garrett Riley to his next position?
Yeah. Texture makes a good point, my friend. Andrew says, well, not sure he would go after a young quarterback because he'd want just a one-year guy if he did go that way because the bridge to Denson and Reynolds. That's an interesting concept. Yeah. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Here's a text. Worth noting that both of Bell's years coordinated Pittsburgh, they had a quarterback in Holstein and Henschel regress as the season went on. Also struggled both years against upper echelon competition. Worth noting that their offensive line stunk, so hard to judge either the quarterback or the offensive coordinator too harshly. That's our friend Faxon. Faxon, you can hear coming up in a couple of minutes, actually an hour and a half from now, for sure. About 5 more minutes in this segment, I want to hear from you, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'm trying to get as many texts as we can. And again, Josh is going to talk college football playoffs with us. We moved him up a date. And then we are a couple days because of the football playoffs. And it's our last show. We're off tomorrow and Thursday. And then we'll be back on Friday to review the college football playoff and maybe have some more information about Clemson's offensive coordinator. 5211 says Chad Morris back to Clemson for OC. Yeah, I'm sure he will be talked to. I'm sure has already talked to Dabo Swinney. And again, they were in Charlotte together a few weeks ago. And, you know, he was just here 2 years ago as an analyst, so I'm sure they've had conversations now over the last couple of days or so. 654-ROAR, Dre is in Greenville. Good morning, Dre. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Mickey? How you doing today, brother?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are, too.
Oh, man, I'm doing all right.
Oh, man, blessed. The kids just had a blast and a ball, and they stayed down a couple more days with my in-laws, so we had to move everything back up. I had to unpack the car yesterday. And my wife is trying to talk me into taking a bunch of stuff out because we got so much stuff moving in. You know, it's just crazy what we get these kids for Christmas. But it was great. We had a great time. How about you guys?
Oh, man. I got somebody. Me and my dad actually went fishing. We went out on Greenwood on Christmas Day. It was really playing. We were going outside to work on this motorcycle. And we felt how warm it was outside. We looked at each other, looked at the fishing rods in the corner of the shed, and we grabbed them, and we just went on down to Greenwood, man.
Well, let me tell you, buddy, when you get 75 degrees and 78 degrees, you got to take advantage of it. So I'm glad you guys were out there. Did y'all catch anything?
Yeah, I caught about 3 good-sized largemouth bass, and I caught about 5 or 6 large crappie. So
nice.
We had a pretty good look.
Nice. Good deal.
Yes,
good
sir.
Good for y'all.
I wanted to get in on OC talk real quick, my man.
All right.
Now, what I'm about to say, some people, it's kind of a hot take, and people look at me like I'm crazy when I say this. But like I say, I mean, do I feel we needed to make a change at OC? Yes. But do I think Garrett Riley is as bad as people make him out to be? No. I feel like we never truthfully got to see a true Garrett Riley offense. When I look at what he put on tape at TCU and some other stops compared to what he has put on tape at Clemson, it hasn't looked nowhere near the same.
Yeah.
Given I know you got to have the right personnel and this and that to, you know, reproduce the same outcome, but at the same time, it's been nowhere near that. And if you pay attention, it's like you see the same thing you saw under Streeter. You know, you could tell when Streeter was calling plays, and you could tell when Dabo was calling the plays. You could clearly tell when Riley was calling and Dabo was calling. I mean, I get Dabo's an offensive guy, but as a head coach, you need to trust your OCs. You need to trust them. You're paying them all this money. Give them free reins. Let them do what they need to do. I mean, yeah, if things get bad and you got to throw a few plays out there, okay, do that. But I feel like Dabo just micromanages too much. I feel like that's going to prevent us from getting a great OC. And I also texted in, Denson was recruited by Riley. That was Riley's guy.
Okay.
So do we see Denson hit the portal now that Riley is no longer there? Yeah. And if Denson does hit the portal, how does that affect as far as the QB room, far as hitting the portal or recruiting? I'll take your comments off the inbox, man.
I appreciate the phone call, man. Glad y'all had a good day on the lake for sure, especially day with your dad. Yeah, here's the deal. Garrett Riley was a much better offensive coordinator with Max Duggan as the Heisman finalist as a quarterback, go for 3,600, almost 3,700 yards, 32 touchdowns and 8 picks. And, yeah, that guy was better. And then he gets saddled up with the quarterback he's had here the last few years that didn't go as well. I'm just telling you, man, I've talked to multiple assistant coaches at Clemson, including I've asked Jeff Scott, how often would Dabo interfere in the offense? He goes, it really very, very, very seldomly happened. And that's a guy who's with him for a long, long time. I think that's overrated. But I think it comes down to more personnel. So I'm going to agree more on the quarterback thing than the offensive stuff. When you have great players, it's just easy to call plays. Short break. We'll come back. Josh Williams is going to break down the college football playoffs. And you'll return for more right after this.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Give the gift of wow this year. Shop at Harrison's. They'll be all smiles and new Carhartt. Harriet has layers they'll love, and there's nothing merrier than a new pair of boots. Nobody has more boots than Harrison's, including Tecovas. In fact, Harrison's is the only place in the upstate you'll find Tecovas. Get gifts for the whole family at Harrison's, the home of Work Western, and wow! Not sure what they'll love? Try Harrison's gift certificate. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or at harrisonsusa.com. Nothing says wow like a gift from Harrison's.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. I love Harbin Lumber. Love everything about Harbin Lumber. Told you I've been a customer and a client. These people are awesome. And we'll be it again because after the first of the year, I'm going to let these guys come back. But Monday about, I'm going to guess about 10 o'clock, I'm going to call Wes. And I'm going to go, hey, Wes, we're on, man. Let's get this thing rolling. Let's get this contractor going. Let's come over here and let's get this kitchen done for us. So we're going to do a remodel our kitchen 2.0. See what we can do with a cooktop and with a moving the oven over and see if we can get us a good old pantry going. So we'll do it. We'll do it with the great friends, and they did an unbelievable job for us last time, and can't wait to do it again. Hey, for installed services, garage doors, any remodeling stuff, they'll take care of for you. Decks, screening porches, the cabinets are amazing. We love it. It's Harbin Lumber since 1917, fourth generation family owned. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. I wish it was Friday. Heck, it's basically Friday because we're off the next 2 days anyway. Moved him up because the college football playoffs start tomorrow. Good morning, Josh Williams. How you doing?
I am well, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing fantastic. I can't even remember. Did we do any picks last time at all? It's been so long. We didn't do picks.
Yes, Sam and I did, but you know, kind of you not so much. Yeah, Oklahoma didn't come through for you.
Ugh.
Blowing that lead. Sam was a split. He had the Cal and the Cal Hawaii over. I was like, Cal blew that lead too. So Sam was a split, and I had Ole Miss over Tulane, which came through.
Yep, came through for you. So let's talk about this one. Tomorrow night, I didn't realize tickets as low as $33 in this one, man. Tickets are low for these playoff games, shockingly low. 10th seed Miami, 2nd seed Ohio State, ESPN tomorrow night at 7:30 from Jerry's World in the Cotton Bowl, and Ohio State's a 9.5-point favorite.
Yeah, it kind of looks like another defensive struggle. You know, maybe similar to the A&M game, but yeah, that's a big number, 9.5, when you look at the point total only being 40 to 40.5. Not really much movement really on the line. Anytime it does touch 10, it snaps back. So, you know, 2-1 tickets roughly on Ohio State, more money, 3-1 or so, but not a whole lot of movement there. You know, when Ohio State offensively, obviously Ryan Day's back as a play caller, you know, kind of what kind of tweaks does that maybe bring? But really big matchup for them. You know, their offensive line against Miami's front, particularly the right side of that Ohio State offensive line. Think back to the Big Ten title game. Saban was pressured 12 times. He was sacked 5 times. You know, Indiana has a good front. Obviously, they're graded 12th in pass rush, but Miami is actually rated first there. So, big matchup for the Buckeyes there. What does Day do to try to kind of mitigate some of those disadvantages his right side of his O-line may have there? You know, both teams are slow. Miami is 129th in pace. Ohio State is dead last, 136th. They're even slower than Army. So, yeah, it looks like just a slow defensive grinder game. In Ohio State, defensively, you assume they're going to try to do what they can to kind of take away Tony and make Beck move the ball around and beat them with someone else. Probably needs to be another good game for Fletcher on the ground. Probably unlikely it will be as successful as it was against A&M, but it, obviously they need for it to happen because Beck's been – honestly, not very good at times and turnover prone. I kind of lean toward Miami with the points, given how this kind of profiles as a low-scoring slugfest, you know, something like a, you know, 23-17, 21-14 kind of game. But, you know, Beck still just kind of – I don't trust him. And if he gets to turning the ball over, you know, this could – kind of snowball and maybe end up to one of those like 23-3 type games.
Lunch yesterday with my golf coach, who's a 49ers fan like you, but also a Miami fan. We talked about it. And my point was, Beck can't turn it over. Fletcher has to go off and control the game between the tackles. There might be one spot you can do that against that defense. And finally, Tony's got to make a play or two, either in the punt game, on an underneath throw, breaking some tackle, whatever it might be. And then you got to win an A&M type game. So it feels like there's a bunch of avenues for Ohio State to win. I feel like there's so few avenues for Miami to win. But a low scoring game, one play, who knows? Thursday noon, ESPN from the Orange Bowl down in Miami. Fifth seed Oregon over fourth seed Texas Tech. Oregon, the higher seed, is a 2.5 point favorite.
Yeah, probably kind of more excited for this game than any of the others. Just I think there's kind of a maybe a wide range of how it could play out. It opened at 1.5, Oregon as a favorite, gone up to 2.5, so more tickets and money there on Oregon there. But you know, both teams, obviously Oregon did not have a great defensive performance against James Madison, but two teams on paper that are very good defensively and obviously pretty good on offense. Oregon's top 10 in yards to play on offense and defense. You know, Texas Tech offensively, they're, you know, they've played three different quarterbacks this year, but they're number two in scoring offense. They're very balanced. They've got four players that score, that caught, you know, 46 or more passes and 550 or more receiving yards. They spread it around a pretty good bit there. Big step up in class for that Texas Tech defense. You know, they're one of only two teams this season, you know, to hold their opponents to less than 4 yards per play, Ohio State and Texas Tech there, but they're the only team in the country to allow less than 100 rushing yards on the air, and they've actually allowed, you know, under 900. They only allow, a little over 2 yards per carry. So if they slow down the Oregon run game, you know, that puts a lot of onus on Dante Moore. You know, he's been really good most of the year, but he's had a couple of times where he's a little turnover prone. We know – you know, Texas Tech, it's first in takeaways. You know, their top 10 third down defense. So, which quarterback do you trust more? I mean, I kind of lean toward Moore because I think their run game is a little bit better, but that is going into the teeth and the strength of Texas Tech. I don't really have a great feel on this one. Excited to watch it. I think really either one of these two teams could make some noise in the semis and provide a pretty stiff matchup for whoever they face there, too.
4 o'clock. It's so nice of the Rose Bowl to let us participate in this on January the 1st at 4 o'clock, always. Ninth seed Alabama after the win at Oklahoma. Top seed Indiana. In a rare deal, Indiana is a favorite. Bama's an underdog in the college football playoff game.
Yeah, line opened at 6. It's now pretty much 7 everywhere across the board. You know, tickets are pretty even, but significantly more money on Indiana, about 2-1. If you look at Bama, their last, you know, three games, you know, they've had 260 yards, 209 yards, 280 yards. You know, Simpson's been sacked 10 times in the last three games. He's been pressured over 40% of the time. So, I mean, can a one-dimensional Bama offense really score enough, to beat Indiana? You know, Indiana is balanced on both sides. They're number one EPA per play offense, number four EPA per play allowed defense. You can say what you will about their schedule, but, I mean, they, you know, the two big opponents this year are Oregon and Ohio State. Obviously, they showed they belong. Will Indiana be a little bit rusty, maybe? You know, it's kind of one of those that you look at these teams that are coming off a bye. It's kind of like a basketball conference tournament scenario where you're coming off a bye and you got somebody that played recently. Maybe they come out a little more sharp. Bama's usually pretty good in the scripted portion. And then maybe Indiana gets their feet under them, but I don't know. I like Indiana. I think they're much better. I think their defense is better than Oklahoma's. Obviously, their offense is much better and much more balanced. I like Indiana, and I'd lay it, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with you because you're a smart fellow there. And the other side of it is Indiana's the best team in the country. 8 o'clock in an old rematch deal here. We've got 6-seed Ole Miss, 3rd-seed Georgia from the Sugar Bowl down in New Orleans, and the Bulldogs are 6.5-point favorite.
This one surprised me a little bit that this line really hasn't moved, so it gives me a little bit of pause. But line's been flat, staying at 6.5 despite mostly one-way action on Georgia. But you think of the previous matchup, Georgia was about a 7.5-point favorite at home, and they won that one 43-35, and they outscored Ole Miss 17-0 in the fourth quarter, but they racked up over 500 yards, 38 minutes time of possession. You know, Ole Miss did have some pretty good success for the first three quarters. I mean, they ended the game with a little over 350 yards on 60 plays. I think they just kind of ran out of gas. My biggest question is kind of how will Golding and that staff make adjustments off that first round playoff game and obviously the prior matchup. And you think, like, in these games where Ole Miss has been kind of an underdog, Kiffin was always super aggressive. He went for it a lot on fourth downs. I'm interested to see, kind of how does Golding play those type of situations when they know they're kind of punching up in weight class a bit. Is he going to stay aggressive or being a defensive guy? Is he a little more conservative and kind of how that shakes out? I like Georgia here. The line gives me a little bit pause that it hasn't really moved at all. I think this is a pretty comfortable Georgia win.
You mentioned, and Ole Miss is a rarity, and they're still going fast. You mentioned the slowing down and how slow Miami plays, how slow Ohio State plays. We talked about it before, how slow Alabama plays. What do you make of that? Stealing of signals? I know we got the headset now, so you can go fast if you wanted to, because the communication offensive coordinator there, but hand signals or just wanting to control more of an NFL style, game control kind of deal?
Yeah, I mean, the NFL style stuff kind of makes sense for Day and Ohio State given that background. And it's almost like pacing themselves for what they think is a long season, obviously, with a good team playing these extra games and extending into, mid-January. It's almost, it just kind of reduces the number of snaps, and particularly for Ohio State, when they get these big leads, they can obviously play their depth. So, without having snap counts in front of me, I'd be venturing to say a lot of their starters have probably played quite a bit less and have less wear and tear than a lot of these other guys.
It's interesting. I hadn't thought about the long-term effect of it, but you would think, though, like if I'm Ohio State and I'm 3 touchdowns better than my opponent, the more plays, the more I can accentuate that. But
yeah, and that's kind of what I'm interested to see with Day back at the play caller, because when he was a play caller, get back to just a few years ago, he did do his kind of select tempo and spot, quick. He did it, not full throttle all the time, but he did kind of break it out in more spots than what they have really these last couple of years when he hasn't been the play caller.
All right, let me give you some picks. Give me Miami in the points. Give me Texas Tech in the points. Give me Indiana and give me Georgia. So I'm going two underdogs, two favorites. You want to pick anything? Feel good about anything here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on Georgia. I'm with you on Indiana. Non-CFP game, I kind of like Iowa plus the points. Maybe I just want to pick against Pavia one more time but after his media tour. But I think that's a pretty good matchup for Indiana. And I think there's a couple of games today. That Tennessee-Illinois game, I think that's an over. I think both those teams, passing offense, are going to have a pretty good day. I think that's over 61.5.
Yeah.
It looks to be a pretty exciting game late this afternoon.
You know, I didn't pick Southern Cal because I always like picking them. I didn't pick them this time because
they got a lot of people out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know who's going to be playing for them. So we'll see tonight for sure. When we visit next week, we'll know the final four, and we can break that down for sure. Looking forward to it. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, my friend. Always enjoy it.
Yeah, man. You guys, too. Have a good weekend. Happy New Year.
It's a good friend, Josh Williams. We're great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark and Amanda doing a great job. And if you've got to think about maybe a new home in 2026, if you're thinking about maybe remodeling in 2026, or maybe we get to the point where these rates keep going down, maybe we get a little refinance issue for you. If that is the case, my good friend across the way says three, you got to have three estimates. And if this is one of your three, you'll choose these good folks. It's my great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. The Gamecocks had their sixth offensive lineman go into the transfer portal. We'll ask Tony Morell about that and some coaching stuff when you return for hour number three right after this.